Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We're back. Sabres Live here on WGR 550 and MSG. Marty Biron with Dan Dunleavy this afternoon. Beautiful day. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to go to the negative for the rest of the week, Dan. Lots of news around the NHL. We still have to get to games for tonight. Game two, Rangers, Carolina. Game one, Colorado at Dallas. But coaching news around the NHL. The Ottawa Senators have found their man. And that person is or was Lindy Ruff's replacement in New Jersey. Travis Green goes from interim coach with the New Jersey Devils and now has been hired by the Ottawa Senators. There were some rumblings of this yesterday. I'm very surprised. I don't get it. But I don't know what you think of Travis Green. And over the years, he coached in Vancouver, coached in New Jersey now. Is that a good thing for Ottawa, or is it a good thing for Buffalo, knowing that Ottawa maybe didn't get as good behind the bench, knowing that they'll compete the Sabres over the next few years?
Well, in fairness to every coach out there, without sitting in their room and talking about exactly how they expect and want their teams to play, and knowing their roster, I will say this. Our dealings, when I say ours, Rob and I on the road, when we got back on the road and we're in Vancouver and talking with, or maybe it was, I forget the year, but we did talk with Travis Green. Must have been before things were shut down. And I was really impressed. Now, certainly have known him for a long time as far as being a player in the game and covering the game. But I was really impressed at that time on how he expected his team to play in Vancouver, what he wanted from his players. There was nothing that I took from that conversation with Razor and I and Travis that we didn't walk away, you know, not saying that we were impressed with it. We were really impressed with how he was. He knew where there were holes in his club and he was honest about it. He knew where they had to be better and he knew how they could be better. But of course, a lot of things happened in Vancouver. He wasn't the only one let go at that time when the changes were made. So, you know, the Canucks went through a whole bunch of moves there and he was one of them. So I'm going to say that this might be really quietly and sneaky good for Ottawa. I think there's definitely a good coach to be had here with Travis. So obviously he's got a lineup too that has the bar, which was set maybe not as high as it was here in Buffalo last year openly, but the bar still was a lot higher than they achieved. There's no doubt about that. There's some talent there. They just need the proper voice and structure. And Travis, I would like to say, is also, you know, young enough in the game, Marty, at 53, that he's probably learned a lot pretty quickly here in the NHL with his stints as associate coaches, head coaches, and, you know, just moving between different teams and franchises. You're a sponge at that point because you know you want to get back to being a head coach. So while some people might write this off because he's not the big marquee name, I think it's a sneaky good hire by Ottawa, just based on the discussion that Rob and I had with him on how he sees the game, how he wants it played. And as I say, we walked away agreeing with him 100%. So
We'll see. He went 8-12-1 with the Devils, but as we can make the case for Lindy Ruff, the Devils were dealing with injuries and bad goaltending. Travis Green suffered the same fate with the Devils as Jack Hughes didn't finish the season. They acquired Jake Allen and Kaapo Kähkönen in net. It really didn't make a difference. So maybe it was more the roster and Tom Fitzgerald in New Jersey that has a lot of work to do than Lindy Ruff and Travis Green. I'd like to thank Lindy for sure. Travis Green, I'm not so sure yet. Another coach who has now got himself a two-year deal after being named interim coach of the St. Louis Blues is Drew Bannister. When Craig Berube got fired, Drew Bannister came in, did well with the St. Louis Blues, got them back in the race, 30-19-5 in 54 games with the team. So now they removed the interim tag, and he is the man in St. Louis. Where do you think that puts St. Louis in the West? They missed by not a lot this year. They were like just on the outside. But, I mean, the Western Conference, that top eight was really solid with Nashville just kind of on the edge there. Where do you think that puts St. Louis as a team and now with Drew Bannister as their head coach?
Well, you know, you heard a lot of people talking about Seth Appert and the job he's done with Rochester. You look at Drew's track record, what he did with their American Hockey League team for three seasons, I think it was, with St. Louis. Spent about 6 years or so in the American Hockey League, a former OHL guy. Again, you know, we just talked about Travis Green being 53, Bannister's 50. So I think they're right at that perfect pocket age for understanding discipline and how to talk to and coach and understand this generation of players. And that's going to change from generation to generation. But where they are now, you're right. This is a team of St. Louis players that's not far away from where they want to be. There'll be some tinkering with the lineup, I'm sure, in the offseason. And to what degree, I don't know. But the thing that you like, I have to expect as a general manager, the familiarity that your coach is going to have with either the team, the way the franchise operates, the way the franchise has operated, the expectations, and even the inner workings just amongst everybody around, from not just the players, but all your connected and support staff, has to matter. It just kind of calms the ship a little bit. I think it's a smart rehire, if you will, or retain by the St. Louis Blues. And he did, as you mentioned already, he did a really decent job as far as, you know, jumping in to coach that team. So I like the hire there too. I really do. But I like to give people a chance here. And I think Drew has earned it over his career, just like Travis has earned a legitimate full-time run here with Ottawa to see what they can do.
Oh, I absolutely love that, giving the runner a chance, right? And I think there is some cycles in the National Hockey League that will at times go all new coaches, and it's great. And you see new people, new ideas. You know, when the Sabres hired Don Granato, I thought, fantastic. And Don did great in Buffalo. We used to deem it the Granato effect, like all the new things and whatnot. Now I feel that maybe we're going the other way. The cycle is moving back towards, hey, more experienced coaches, you know, and that is maybe where my comfort level is at. But, you know, you always have that balance. You go back and forth. You don't want to be going too far to the extremes with either somebody that's way past their time as an old coach or way too inexperienced. But the happy middle is there. And I think for St. Louis, that's a good move, retaining Drew Bannister and allowing him to do his thing.
I think there's just a time and a season for coaching and a time and a purpose for it. So you mentioned Don Granato, and I'm glad you did, because I haven't had a chance on the show to talk with you about Don.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, being really close to him now that we're back on the road and traveling and seeing him a lot and having a lot of conversations, even brief conversations where you run into each other at dinner time and you pick another table because you don't want to sit right next to the coaches. You want to give them their all these little things, right, that you just kind of get to know each other. And I know that, you know, the message I left for Don, that the Sabres wouldn't be this close to thinking they can do something special if it weren't for the belief you instilled in some really talented players that, in my mind, were looking for that belief, and they weren't maybe getting it from, you know, there wasn't a, I don't know, pick a player, a veteran guy, a Victor Hedman on the ice with them, or there wasn't a veteran forward, a Brad Marchand on the ice with them. So they needed Tage Thompson, Rasmus Dahlin. I know Dylan Cousins will refine his game. JJ Paterka. They needed someone to tell them, 100% you can do this. You just need to be here. We want you there. These are the things you need to do, and you can do it. You can play at this level, you're good enough. And I think that was Don's purpose, because I think if we admit we watched an organization go through change after change with, in fairness to the coaches that are no longer here, they had their idea how to make it work, but it just wasn't getting anywhere. And I think Don started to get this organization somewhere. And to your point, it got to a point where Don's teachings are exactly what the Sabres needed. Now the experience and the understanding now and the maturity of Lindy Ruff as a veteran coach and also a guy that can push them to the next level. Doesn't mean Don can't. It just means for this group now, Kevin feels that Lindy is that guy. And I have to agree that it's not that Don couldn't have continued doing the job. I just think that it's not even a different voice. It's just a different message now. It's that, okay, I get it. You're good enough. You should understand that by now. Now, this is what I demand out of you. There's no more. I think Don, in fairness, even though he did take away ice time, whether it's power play time, or he found a way to discipline players that weren't as noticeable as a benching, yeah, you know, up in the press box, but he would, and he talked to us all the time. If a player didn't do something at 5-on-5 that he asked them to do, and they were bound to be on a power play unit, number one or two, he would not put them on that power play unit. And he would take that ice time away from them. And that's how he tried to deliver messages from time to time. But now, I think everybody would admit this organization, like any other organization, gets to a point where, okay, we've been really good and nice and nurturing for a lot of years here, the talent that maybe needed it, and it's worked. But now we're going to push you. And it might get a little bit uncomfortable at times, but deal with it. Because if you want to win the cup, I loved what Rick Tocchet said in Vancouver about winning the Stanley Cup with his group, guys who had never been in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable every night. And that means doing things that you haven't done all regular season. You're going to have to start doing them now. And obviously he's talking about shot blocking. You cannot coast off the ice on a change. You've got to bust everything. And at the end of the night, if you leave a playoff game, and this is where the Sabres need to get to in the regular season, right? If you leave a game at the end of the regular season feeling like you still have gas in the tank, feeling like, I don't really hurt tonight, that's good. That's the problem. Yeah. That's not good enough, right? Yeah. So that, to me, for every coach, there's a season. And I think that's what these other teams are realizing too, that you know, they got to find the right coach for the season that they're about to get into.
Well, Dan, that's well said. I'm glad you got a chance to kind of wrap up your thoughts on Don Granato, because you and Razor spend a lot of time talking to the coaches, morning skates, on the road. And Donnie was always open to discuss. We had meetings in his coach's office where he would do video with us, and it was great. So thanks for that. And we'll take a quick break here because it is One Word Tuesday. And there's still a lot that's on the table right now. The Leafs and their situation on the table. The Hart Trophy finalists, MacKinnon, McDavid, Kucherov. We'll talk about that in One Word Tuesday. Pierre-Luc Dubois, Thatcher Demko. Lots to discuss. So be ready, because when we come back for the short break, it will be rapid fire. We'll be right back here on Sabres Live, WGR 550.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Resorts and casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Welcome back, Sabres Live here. Happy birthday, Tim Connelly, born on this day in 1981. Dan, if there's one player I hated to practice with, is Tim Connelly. The guy would score on 90% of his shot. I kid you not. He would. I couldn't read him. I could not read him, and he would score all the time. I gave him all the confidence in the world. That's why he was doing all these skilled move way before it was a league where skills were at a best. So happy birthday, Tim Connelly. Happy birthday, Brendan Warren. Rochester Americans, Brendan Warren is 27 today. Happy birthday, War Dog, was tweeted by Amherst Hockey. That was awesome. And it is now time for what we love to do on Tuesday, One Word Tuesday. Dan Dunleavy, One Word Tuesday. I always fail at this because I never keep it to one word. So I'm glad that I'm presenting it to you now, hoping that you can maybe succeed. How about this? The Toronto Maple Leafs pushed back their media availability and will have president and CEO of Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, Keith Pelley, there alongside Brendan Shanahan and Brad Treliving, the general manager. It will be on Friday. One word on the state of the Leafs.
Calculated.
Ooh. See, my one word is fired. I think they're waiting and they're going to fire Sheldon Keefe. So they're pushing it back to Friday and they'll have everybody answer the question.
I'll tell you why I say that. Having known a little bit of Keith Pelley and been around him for some pretty big international Olympic announcements and just how he runs things.
Yeah.
This is a very calculated move. And they're definitely going to be up to something with a definite purpose here. Keith is not going to mess around.
Okay, Hart Trophy finalist, league MVP was announced. Nikita Kucherov, Nathan MacKinnon, and Connor McDavid. One word on the Hart Trophy finalists. It could be the winner.
MacKinnon.
I'm going to go Nikita Kucherov. So I think they're the top two, and McDavid number three. That's sad. That's sad that McDavid is number three out of this. Thatcher Demko, still on the injury list in Vancouver, will not be available for at least the first four games of that series between Vancouver and the Oilers. One word on the Vancouver Canucks without Thatcher Demko.
Inspirational.
Oh, because of Arthur Shelov's?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I'm going to say done like dinner because that is not the Nashville Predators. That is the Edmonton Oilers. And quickly, the
and three LA words.
Kings, yeah. The LA Kings announced they will not buy out Pierre-Luc Dubois. One word on Pierre-Luc Dubois and the Kings.
Rich.
Yeah. Expensive. That's another one word. Dan, thank you for filling in the last couple of days. Have a great rest of the week. I'm sure we'll see you down the road. Thank you, Dan. This was Sabres right. Live, WGR 550 and MSG. We'll see you tomorrow.
When it comes time for retirement communities, what should you look for? A variety of floor plans equipped with appliances, including a washer and dryer? Your own balcony or patio? Beautiful and spacious restaurant? Quiet wooded acres with walking path? Lush landscaping and outdoor courtyard? Pet friendly? Asbury Point is all that and more. What more? Let's ask some residents.
One of my favorite things about Asbury is the dining. Our head chef prepares a 5-course dinner every evening.
Plus, we have access to secured underground heated parking.
Call Marilyn to visit our open house, Saturday, May 11th from 1 to 3:30. That's Saturday, May 11th from 1 to 3:30, featuring information, giveaways, and a tour of our community. Asbury Point, Stahl Road in Amherst, 716-810-7500. Asbury Point.
You deserve this.
An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
Mike Shope here with a challenge. Challenge might not be the best word. Let's call it an opportunity. Take the opportunity to lose 40 by the fourth with Awaken 180. Has a different ring to it when you have a finish line, doesn't it? 40 by the fourth. Maybe you looked at the scale this morning. It read 240 pounds. Well, how about 200 pounds by the 4th of July? If the scale says 300, wouldn't 260 look a little nicer on your eyes and probably on your knees? It's attainable if you have the same results we've all had with Awaken 180. I lost 30 pounds in just 7 weeks. I say there's no reason you can't drop 40 by the 4th and be feeling as great as I do. Celebrate Independence Day feeling healthy, confident, and happy. Achieve your goals with Awaken 180, then enjoy a beer and a hot dog, knowing the weight stays off with free support for life. 40 by the 4th. Reserve your consultation online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Hey, Sal Capaccio here for USA Insulation. I've been talking about them for a while now, and for good reason. About a year ago, they went out to my parents' house. They had a colder, draftier home. They got their insulation. Now their house is a lot more cozy, which is great, but they're also saving a lot more money. Before USA Insulation, their energy bills were about $210 a month. Now, thanks to USA Insulation, they're saving big, only paying about $75 a month. At USA Insulation, they don't just patch up problems, they solve them. Their foam insulation keeps the cold air out and the warm air in, makes your house comfortable year-round. Plus, right now, you can get most of it paid for. There are special incentives covering up to 50% for New York State homeowners that qualify while funds last. Plus, a federal tax credit, which could save you up to 30%. That's up to 80% off your insulation costs. Don't wait, start saving. Call USA Insulation and schedule your consultation. 716-431-4500.
USA Insulation.
That's 716-431-4500 or usainsulation.net.
You know that feeling you get when you find your soulmate? Warm and tingly, can't stop thinking about them? Why not have that feeling about your marketing agency? When you partner with Quilted Squirrel, it's like you found your marketing soulmate, an agency who takes the time to get to know you, who knows how to tell your story, and who delivers results that make you warm and tingly. Find your marketing soulmate at quiltedsquirrel.com today.
Most banks offer you a choice. Or maybe it would be better to say they demand a choice. Technology so you can bank like you want to, or relationships so you can get advice when you need it. But when you choose to bank with Tompkins, you can have it all. Powerful technology and the power of a face-to-face talk about your future. Because both are part of the best banking relationship you'll ever have. Tompkins, your bank of choice. Open an account today at TompkinsBank.com.
AJ's Tree Services.
Hey, it's Bowerly. If your trees need a simple trimming or if you want them completely removed, call AJ's Tree Service. Summer's too late. That's when you want to enjoy beautiful and healthy trees. Call AJ's Tree Service for a free spring assessment. From tree removal, tree pruning, or tree emergencies, call AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282.
From tree to shining tree.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
And Odyssey Sports.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.